Hello and welcome back to the Proactive Newsroom. I'm joined by Brody Sutherland. He's the Vice President for Exploration at Tocvan Ventures. So Brody, Tocvan are with some news today, but before we get into that, why not update us on the drilling project, at your Pilar project?
Yeah, perfect, yeah, thanks for having me. We are in the middle of our phase two program. We're looking to wrap up soon, probably within the next week here. We're very excited to see the results from these new target areas that we've tested. The first results that we've put out so far have been very good and show that our main zone is open for expansion. And, we look forward to continuing to work there.
So after you've wrapped up next week, what's next for Pilar?
For Pilar, what we're going to do there is we'll pause over the rainy season. We'll take all the information that we've collected, and we expect results to come out over the next couple of months. We're gonna start in the fall with a trenching program, really to understand the metallurgy at our main zone, and from there we'll springboard into another drill program where we'll test what we learned from this program and keep that expansion going. And if we've hit on these new targets, start to develop those as well.
Okay, so in the meantime, news out today is that you've acquired an option agreement for a new project, and that's El Picacho. And that's in the same state as Pilar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Sonora. It's very accessible. It's a two-hour drive north to Hermosillo. So between the two projects, within a few hours, you can drive between the two. This is an excellent jurisdiction, a lot of big mines in the area. We're 18 kilometers from San Francisco mine, which is over 3 million ounces gold. A lot of great neighbors in the area. We're extremely excited about this project. There's a lot of potential there. And we're just fortunate to be the ones to explore there.
You've already conducted a site visit and you say it's accessible by road. So there is infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a great road network there. There's actually a railroad that passes just to the east of the property. Very accessible, and it's got everything going for it to springboard towards a drill program here very soon. It is permitted to trench, and it's permitted to drill right now.
So what was the rationale for buying this project, and how does it fit with your overall portfolio?
Yeah, we're really comfortable in Mexico. We've got a great team there. What we want to do is add to the portfolio with a project that, if we're successful with drilling, will attract mid-tier and major attention. And we think El Picacho does that. And, there's a lot of good going for it. It's Mill Rock has done great work. They've got great people that work with them, great geos. One of which actually works at San Francisco, and they see a lot of parallels in terms of the geology and structure between San Francisco and El Picacho. And they've come together with a model that, we think is worth testing. And so far, there's been five target areas defined, but from surface sampling, from geophysics, and from a network of artisanal workings. And very little drilling to no drilling on any of these targets. So we're really excited to start working there and see what we can find.
So really the plan is then to advance El Picacho while unlocking the potential of Pilar.
Absolutely. We've got a great asset in Pilar, and it's a different beast. It's further down the road. There's been a lot of drilling done there. It's moving quickly. El Picacho, we think, has that potential to grow into something significant. Each of these targets is quite large. The Cornea trend that we have is over 2 kilometers long. And again, very little drill testing done. So we're very excited.
Oh, and Brody, we look forward to getting updates as you do advance that project. But thanks very much for chatting to us today.
Great, thanks for having me.